by Weather Eye Forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind chill advisory that remains in effect. Otherwise, sunny skies, temperatures at 19. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 4. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. As we into Saturday, sunny skies, high near 26. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low of 9. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 6 below.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday morning, and a chilly Friday morning it is. Temperatures statewide anywhere from single digits up in the northwest to the teens elsewhere in the state. Winter conditions, although not classified as a major winter storm, have closed schools in a handful of southwestern Kansas communities. After more than a century in operation, a Catholic high school in Leavenworth closing its doors after this school year, the Board of Trustees of Leavenworth Regional Catholic School System announced Wednesday that the Archbishop will close Immaculata High School, which offers 7th through 12th grade classes. The Leavenworth Times reports the school will close June 2nd because of declining enrollment. And although we've woken up to an Arctic blast across the Sunflower State, hope is on the way with temperatures near 50 in places by the middle of next week. Mid-America Network News.
Kick off the first weekend of the year at Macy's with 50 to 75% savings. Plus, use your Macy's card or savings pass and save an extra 20 or 15%. Save on incredible specials like Charter Club sweaters for her, $19.99. Boots for her, 50% off. Active gear, accessories, yoga mats, and more, 25% off. It's Macy's Super Weekend Sale going on now. Savings off sale and clearance prices exclusions apply. Extra savings also exclude specials.
There's a million places you could shop, but only one you should. The new GNC. It's a milestone. There's new lower prices and even more innovations from the best brands. And now you can earn points that turn into free cashback rewards. Now everyone wins with new lower prices and free cashback rewards. Find out more at your local GNC or GNC.com. Welcome to day one. It's one new GNC.
KSN-TV reporting that two Salina men were arrested and accused of sexually assaulting a teen on Wednesday of this week. She was found Tuesday at a home in Salina. According to KSAL.com, the 15-year-old runaway teen from Kansas City, Missouri, told police about being drugged and sexually assaulted in two Salina homes on December 28th. Police investigated and arrested 55-year-old Raymond Ross and 70-year-old Gene Engberg. The men are facing charges of aggravated indecent liberties with a child and aggravated human trafficking. Court records indicate one of the men met the girl in Salina, gave her methamphetamine, and had sex with her. He then took her to the other man who allegedly had sex with her before she was taken to the home where she was found. And icy roads yesterday morning being blamed for an accident that left five people injured in Saline County. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, it happened on K-140 in the city limits of Brookville. None of the injuries reported to be life-threatening. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Friday, Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett. A county commission in northwest Nebraska deciding as early as next week whether to recommend that the state shut down four beer stores blamed for widespread alcoholism on a South Dakota Indian reservation. But at least one of the three commissioners says he doesn't believe that revoking the store's licenses would solve the problems on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Advocates on both sides made their case yesterday before the Sheridan County Board of Commissioners. commissioners. A 64-year-old Scotts Bluff man has been arrested in connection with the death of a woman whose body was found in an apartment earlier this week. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports that Lucio P. Munoz was arrested Wednesday in Bradley, Illinois, after he was charged on suspicion of first-degree murder in an arrest warrant. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Extension Office will host a range management workshop in Burn School Wednesday, January 11th in Marysville. Reasons for burning: wildlife and prescribed burning, local and state regulations, fire, weather, safety, liability, use of burn contractors, planning and conducting a burn will be covered. The Flint Hills Smoke Management Plan will also be addressed. The workshop is designed to either prepare the participants to begin using prescribed burning or to update knowledge and abilities. This range management workshop in Burn School Wednesday, January 11th runs 9 until 3 with a lunch provided at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Registration is $20 and advance registration is due by Friday. Call the Marshall County Extension Office. Over 750 votes were received in the Light Up Marysville contest. This is the second year for the contest. Top votes went to Brian and Jackie Froggle's home at 1111 May Street. Runners-up were Toad and Juanita Froggle at 1809 Jenkins, Brad and Sharon Ekus, 1310 Debbie Lane, and Mark and Kathy Lesage, 1506 Calhoun. The Clark Griswold Award for the most abundant light display went to J.D. and Marge Koss, 1303 North 12th, and the winning commercial entry went to LaBella Salon. Marysville Chamber of Commerce will host their annual meeting Saturday, January 7th. Social hour begins at 6, the dinner at 6:30, a business meeting and entertainment will follow at the Marysville American Legion. A detached garage in Beatrice in the 1500 block of East Court Street, just south of Casey's, was destroyed by fire Wednesday evening. The structure was valued at $5,000, with the vehicle and tools inside valued at another $4,000. It's believed the fire just before 7 p.m. was started with a wood stove. On December 27th, Hanover and Hollenberg fire departments answered a grass fire at Wagon Train and Bonds Mill Avenue. And on December 29th, Haddam and Mahaska fire departments answered a pasture fire a mile and a half west of Haddam. Quarterly meeting, or the annual meeting and potluck for the Marshall County Historical Society, will be Monday, January 9th, City Building in Marysville. In honor of the 100th year anniversary and publication in the history of Marshall County, its people, industries, and institutions, Sharon Vogelsberg will present a program entitled Preservers of History, Past, Present, and Future. Everyone is welcome for the potluck at noon or the program following Monday, January 9th at City Building in Marysville. Jeanette Hansen, age 96, of Marysville, passed away December 25th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Of rosaries planned Friday at 7 of the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Hansen. Wayne John Hildebrand, age 87, of Marysville, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wayne Hildebrandt. Mary Detke, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary. Kinsley's and Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Detke. Harla Sue Holland Dick, age 73, of Axtell, passed away January 1st. Memorial service Saturday, 10:30, at the Northridge Church in Seneca. Interment in the Baileyville Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the church. Popkiss Mortuary of Sabetha in charge of arrangements for Arliss Dick. Marvin Voley, age 48, of Marysville, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5:30 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Voley. Edna C. Rodehorst, age 96, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Edna Rodehorst. Elvira Cruzy, age 98, of Bremen, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg, Burial in the Church Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Elvira Cruzy. Dirk A. Hargadine, age 55, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Tuesday at 1 at the Grade School Gymnasium in Blue Rapids. Interment will follow in the Czech Moravian Cemetery near Cleburne. Terry Christie, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Dirk Hargadine. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato, a roll, Capri blend, strawberries, and bananas. Monday's menu, spaghetti, garlic bread, green beans, and pears. Check of a school and community calendar. No school and in-service day for teachers today at Marysville. High school basketball teams from Marysville tip off in Abilene tonight. Live coverage on KNDY. KNDY News Time is 7:17.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like as we head throughout the rest of this Friday and into the weekend, we're going to see quiet weather with partly to mostly sunny skies. It does look like we'll continue to see at least chilly temperatures as we head throughout the rest of this Friday and starting to warm up as we head into the weekend. And it looks like as we head into Sunday and Monday, in the mid-30s Sunday, back up into the lower 40s as we head into Monday. So looking at the forecast, we have a wind chill advisory that remains in effect. Otherwise, sunny skies, temperatures in the upper teens. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, low of 4. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. As we head into Saturday, sunny skies, temperatures at 26. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 9. For Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, temperatures at 35. And Sunday night, partly cloudy skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early January 38, the average low 20. It is 7 below zero this morning. That is the actual temperature, not the wind chill. Winds are light, favoring the north. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 6th of January. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Rockets and Thunder make noise in Houston. The Cavaliers looking to add a shooter, and the Blue Jackets' win streak is over. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Two potential MVPs hooked up in Houston. Russell Westbrook had the hot hand early.
Westbrook brings out beyond the arc, raises up for a three, and swishes it. Jeez. 49 for Westbrook.
On KBME, James Harden scored 26, but it was Nene who was fouled with a game tie.
7/10 of a second to go, trying to give the Rockets the lead again. First free throw. Good!
And that was the game winner. Rockets 118, Thunder 116. The defending champs are closing in on a deal that could land one of the league's elite three-point shooters in Cleveland. ESPN's Brian Windhorst on why the Cavaliers are working on a trade for Atlanta's Kyle Korver.
He's one of the most elite shooters on spot-up shots in the history of the NBA, and that's what the Cavs' offense creates. This is a complicated deal. There's three first-round picks moving around to various places.
And the NHL's second-longest winning streak is in the books. The Columbus Blue Jackets lost to Washington 5-0. Here's Columbus coach John Tortorella.
We have a long ways to go here to really define who we are, and I'm pleased the way they have handled the past, especially the past week, where it really got focused. It's a good experience for our team.
And at the World Junior Hockey Championship, USA had to rally twice to even the score with Canada. Troy Terry scored for the Americans in the shootout, and goalie Tyler Parsons made a clutch save, and the USA outlasted Canada 5-4 to win the championship. The NBA's best road show came away with a victory in Denver.
Murray angles right against Moutier. Mid-post, Leonard takes all the way inside. Left-hand slam by Kawhi Leonard. Oh, my goodness.
On WOAI, San Antonio improved to 17-3 on the road after panning the Nuggets 127-99. College basketball, UCLA, Arizona, St. Mary's, California, Purdue, and USC all winners. And Oklahoma running back Joe Mixon, who was suspended for the 2014 season after punching a woman in the face, will enter the NFL draft. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville at Abilene. Live broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and streaming on our website, KNDYRadio.com. Valley Heights tips off at Washington County. Frankfort entertains Blue Valley Randolph. Hanover travels to Centralia. Axtell is at Clifton Clyde. Lynn will host Donovan West. And Diller O'Dell tips off at Sacred Heart.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A majority of Canadians support applying new tariffs on U.S. goods if the U.S. pulls out of the North American Free Trade Agreement. A new study for Canada's CTV News Network finds nearly 50% of Canadians said they support and 26% say they somewhat support new tariffs on American goods if the U.S. were to pull out of NAFTA and apply new tariffs and duties on Canadian goods. President-elect Donald Trump has said he would renegotiate or pull out of the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico once he's in office. And throughout the election campaign, he referred to NAFTA as the worst deal the U.S. ever signed. 60% of those polled in Canada believe if Trump does retract from NAFTA, Canada will be unlikely to negotiate a better trade deal with the U.S. Growth Energy says U.S. drivers have reached 500 million miles on E15 fuels. In a statement this week, Growth Energy said they figure, based on sales and consumption data reported over the last 12 months by gas retailers. The organization says the milestone highlights the fuel's performance, safety, and value for American consumers. West Point Livestock in West Point, Nebraska, hosting the final of three regional qualifying events for the 2017 World Livestock Auctioneer Championship. The Midwestern Region qualifying event takes place January 16th, opening ceremonies at 11 a.m. Central Time. A total of 31 contestants competing for the top 10 placing, granting them a spot in the 2017 World Livestock Auction Championships at the public auction yards in Billings, Montana. In conjunction with the contest, West Point Livestock hosting a special preconditioned feeder cattle sale. If you'd like more information, go to westpointlivestock.com. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Congressional Republicans moved swiftly this week to lay the groundwork to undo many controversial rules that were administered by this particular administration and future ones that may try to be squeezed in before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. There is no shortage of new regulations and rules impacting agriculture and other sectors, more than 83,000 pages last year alone. House Republicans passed a party-line vote, the Midnight Rules Relief Act, to expand Congress's power to veto packages of rules instead of one at a time that are issued in the last year of a president's term. House Judiciary Chair and former Ag Chair Bob Goodlatte says administrations of both parties have rushed to get out last-minute rules, but none as much as the current administration.
The Obama administration has imposed more runaway regulation than any other in memory, and its midnight rulemaking period is no exception. When the House considered this legislation in the wake of last November's election, the administration had issued or planned to issue at least 180 midnight rules within the scope of this bill, including multiple billion-dollar rules and more than 20 major rules imposing $100 million or more in costs per year.
Goodlatte says that figure has now ballooned to 226. Democrat's John Conyer complained,
"I am in a state of surprise that on the second day of a new Congress, we would come forward with a measure that could potentially jeopardize public health and safety."
The House was also working to pass a bill that would require the approval of both houses of Congress on presidential rules. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Can you imagine a future without NAFTA? One analyst has an answer to that after this.
Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's W-H-I-N-K.com.
Rely on Power Service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add Diesel Fuel Supplement Plus Cetane Boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need Power Service Diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get Power Service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide.
One of the campaign promises that presumably got Donald Trump elected was his pledge to undo trade deals like NAFTA that he claims have been bad for America. Let's bring in Rich Feltus of R.J. O'Brien, a longtime agricultural commodity market analyst. Can you imagine a future without NAFTA?
Well, it's difficult. Since NAFTA was enacted in the 80s, U.S. agricultural exports have increased fourfold. Let me repeat that, fourfold to Canada and to Mexico. It's my understanding that they want to rework portions of NAFTA. The agricultural portion is one portion that has worked very well for the U.S. economy, for the agricultural economy specifically. And I hope they leave the agricultural portion alone.
Okay. Moving on, how about some advice for producers on how to market and manage risk in 2017?
Well, very much so. I think there is the risk that with 4 to 5 million acre increase in soybean acres and what appears to be a very large crop coming on in South America, there's no issues as yet in either Brazil or Argentina, that we're going to be building soybean stocks globally in the United States. And right now, the November soybean futures out here at roughly the 990 area for new crop 2017, that's a very attractive level that producers should be thinking about getting some sales off on. Sure, you can bet and hope for a drought, a shortfall in the U.S. crop in 2017, but with 4 to 5, some say even 6 million more soybean acres in 2017, there's going to be a very large cushion for yield adversity. And in terms of corn, yes, the corn acreage will be down in 2017, And the corn market's likely going to hold risk premium a little longer and better than the soybean market. But there, too, the only reason our corn exports are so big this year is because of this shortfall in the Brazilian crop. They're coming on with a record bean corn crop, which is going to be hitting the market in June, July. The Argentine are going to be coming on with a huge corn crop, a 25, 26 million ton increase in total South American corn production. So that means our corn exports are going to be falling off the cliff this spring. And even with a lower corn acreage at a trend yield in 2017, corn stocks are going to continue to be very large. So even in corn, producers on modest bounces should be thinking about getting off some sales for the new crop.
Rich Feltus of R.J. O'Brien, back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. A mighty cold 7 degrees below zero this morning. Winds are light, favoring the north. Highs only around 20 today, but a warm-up into the weekend. We may be into the 40s by Monday. No weather-related postponements this morning. Be careful, still some snow-packed areas remain slick.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, good Friday morning. I'm Rick Averett. Kansas City Chiefs Tyreek Hill is the AFC Special Teams Player of the Month for December. The rookie was a real spark for the Chiefs down the stretch. He returned two punts, one of which was 95 yards, setting a franchise record. He's about as versatile of a player as the Chiefs have seen. Out of his dozen touchdowns in his first season, six were receiving, three were of the rushing variety, two via punt return, and one on a kick return. Joe Mixon, the star Oklahoma running back who was suspended for the 2014 season after punching a woman in the face, will now enter the NFL draft. Mixon made the announcement in his